Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
No, good Sunday morning. Getting a little tired. We did the Monster Truck Show last night. I'll talk to you about that in a little bit. But big news this week. Our dear leader, President Obama, was talking about becoming the guy that wants to shrink the federal government, of all things. It must be an election year with him wanting to let us know what's going on. But as it is an election year, we also want you to remember that our congressmen are also up for re-election this year, and you need to talk to them as often as possible. We have on the line with us Congressman Tim Walberg, 7th District. Tim, are you with us?
Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Well, I'm inside of a nice warm car where it says it's 15 degrees outside down here in southern Hillsdale County, and it's been dropping since I left my home this morning in the Tipton area, Irish Hills area, where it was 18, so hey, this is winter. It's finally arrived.
Yeah, finally. Hope we'll get enough to get some ice on our lake so we can do our hockey tournament.
Well, hockey tournaments, and so I can walk on water and go ice fishing. So,
We've got a big ice fishing tournament coming up, too, in Whitmore Lake next month, I think. So something to keep in mind.
Right, right.
So, Tim, you've got some coffee hours that I wanted to let people know about coming up actually tomorrow, correct?
You're absolutely right. Coming up tomorrow at 8 o'clock for those early risers over at Loreen's Cafe in Dexter on Main Street. We'd love to have people show up there and in the general area, and it's always an open forum. It was funny the other day holding a town hall in Brooklyn. Democrats stood up and said, "I'm a Democrat, so I'm probably out of place there." A number of people said, "No, we are too," and there's no nothing that stops anyone from coming, and we look forward to seeing anyone who would join us. That's at 8 o'clock. And then at Saline, we have a coffee hour at 9:30 at the Saline City Council Chambers. And again, we encourage people to join us. It's an opportunity for me to report back on what's been going on in Washington, some perspective, what's taking place, as well as, probably more importantly, to hear comments and questions from the ones who I represent.
Yeah, and we appreciate that. I don't know how many congressmen actually do what you do. We appreciate it. We see you in our town fairly often, and you actually write an article in our newspaper every month, in The Current. So,
and that's so helpful. We appreciate when we have opportunities like that, and it's not in every case, as you might guess, that the newspaper will let as they often see it, a partisan, even though I represent their district, their area, yet it's difficult sometimes to get the message out from what actually is happening in Washington. So we certainly appreciate your giving us that that chance.
Yeah, and with the liberal media doing what they do today, you got to get past the soundbite, so it's nice that you can do that. And since I've got that, I just posed that question about Obama wanting to. One of my favorite things, you and I first had a meeting, you talked about shutting down the Commerce Department, so I was taken aback when I heard Obama's talking about shutting that down. How much have you heard about that so far?
Well, we've heard nothing but what you've heard also, and we'll be talking about that this week. My response is, if he's serious, I'm certainly one who's willing to work with him on that. If he's truly serious about shutting down the Department of Commerce and not establishing some other super agency that will speak one-minded, one-voiced for the president and this administration, I'm all set. If we let the private sector, the private economy, small business, large business, begin to compete in a true free enterprise capitalistic system in this country, with government staying out of the way as much as possible, I'm all for it. I'll support this president 100%. And so we'll see what happens. His whole record has been just the opposite. The more government control, takeover, and direction, if that's what he wants, to consolidate his power, I'm not going to support it. But if he truly wants to cut down the unnecessary hurdles in the way of business, I'll be there.
Well, that's awesome. Well, forgive me for being paranoid, but that's exactly what I thought. Is he just going to push this into something else that gives him even more power over business in our lives and not actually try to make the government any smaller?
Well, he did that with Dodd-Frank. He did it with Obamacare, at least he's attempting to do it, and we're pushing back on both of those issues, the financial industry and the takeover of health care. If you're going to take over business changing the approach we take to something that's even more intensive, then I've got to push back. It's also interesting that a president who's had 3 years to do this type of thing, and probably even more importantly, when he controlled both houses for the first 2 years of his administration, why didn't he do it then? Why are we talking this way now when it's coming up the campaign year? So you got to understand, and I think most people understand why, I'd be a little bit jaundiced, a little bit suspicious. But if his action will match his rhetoric on reducing the overall size, scope, power, cost, intrusiveness of government, I will be there to support it.
Yeah, I would hope he would make that move to the middle, like Clinton did. But I don't see it. You know, I am, like you said, the total skeptic on it. But Tim, that's great. I want to let people know again: Lorene's Cafe tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, 8124 Main Street in Dexter, Michigan. Coffee hour with Congressman Tim Walberg, and again at 9:30 tomorrow morning at the Saline City Chambers, which is located on 100 North Harris Street in Saline, Michigan, from 9:30 to 10:30. And we're so glad that you do that for us, Tim, and keep fighting. Can I get one more question out of you?
Sure.
Balanced budget, you going to try and hit it again this year?
Give me that again. What was the question?
The balanced budget, are you going to try and push balanced budget again this year?
I guess we'll have to wait and see. We're certainly open to doing that. The Democrats have shown that they're unwilling to support it. Even those that supported it 15 years ago aren't willing to do it now. But I think right now it's going to be, for the rest of this year, kind of a push back against going any further until the people have a chance to decide by the ballot box in November what direction this country needs to go. And I'm hoping they've had enough of this European socialist approach and will push back to the trail, to the main path, the main highway called freedom, free enterprise, capitalism, that has produced not only a very powerful, successful, monetarily impactful, as well as a very gracious nation.
That's awesome. Well, we'll be right there pushing with you, Tim. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to call us and letting our listeners know what's going on in Washington.
Well, thank you, and have a great, great day.
Right. Thanks, Tim. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so if you weren't aware of what Obama was doing, let me just explain that a little bit. Obama wants to merge six major trade and commerce agencies into one-stop shopping department for American businesses. The Commerce Department would be among those that would cease to exist. The Commerce Department has made decisions in the past, and a lot of people probably don't know this. This is the one that inflames me the most. There is a rule that unless you own 40 acres, you cannot grow your own wheat if you want to make bread. Say you had 5 acres and want to grow wheat to make your own bread. And that's illegal under federal law. And that's one of the stupid things that the Commerce Department seems to come up with on a regular basis in the name of allegedly promoting business. All they really do is not make more business. So I think it's a good move for Obama to do this. Obviously, it's a campaign move on his part, trying to get those independents who expect to see some kind of change from him. But it's not going to – I'm not buying it. I don't believe it for a minute, and I think Tim's right to be suspicious. So we'll wait and see what happens on that. But I was going to start out the day with some local news. But before we do that, let me get to our sponsor this half hour, Brighton Ford. Brighton Ford is located in Brighton, Michigan, right on Grand River. 1995 oil change. You don't get much cheaper than that. They also have a four-wheel alignment, $49.95, which is also cheap. And there's even a coupon in the Current, and you can download it at currentonline.com. That's C-O-U-R-A-N-T online.com for free tire rotation. You can call Scott Spittler, 1-800-519-4155. That number again is 800-519-4155. Or you can go to BrightonFord.com, www.BrightonFord.com. Great place to buy a car, great place to get your car serviced. I've bought 3 cars, and I'm thinking about another one. So give the guys up at Brighton Ford a call and thank them for supporting this show. Last night, I did something quite American. You won't find this in Europe. You won't find this in Asia. We did the Monster Truck Show. I think it was the Monster Jam by Advanced Auto Parts. And never been before. What an amazing and uniquely American experience, without a doubt. Seeing those massive machines do what they do. My wife mentioned, why is the guy so sweaty coming out of there? Well, I got to imagine the stress level alone of bouncing those huge machines around in that small area and not wrecking them. And they did wreck them. Three of them, I think, got rolled over. But what an amazing experience. And I never really thought much about going until my kid, you know, started getting involved, and we bought him a bunch of little tiny monster trucks, and he just loved it. And you know what? I would go again. It was really that much fun. So something to think about if you'd never been. Locally, the federal government did something that's not surprising to me, but it may be surprising to some people. The AnnArbor.com was reporting that they mistakenly paid a Washtenaw County man $54,000. In three installments. He was supposed to get one for 18, and he kept going back and saying he never got it. He'd already cashed the previous check, and they gave it to him twice more. David Lundy has been charged with stealing public money. That's in a criminal complaint that alleges he received the first 18 in 2008 and then kept going back to Social Security to get it again. And each time, the government quickly paid him, the last in December 2010. He's not available for comment, and the Associated Press couldn't reach him for comments. So he has yet to appear in Detroit federal court. But how does somebody get a Social Security check, say it's not been cashed, never got it, and go back twice? I mean, I can see it once, but twice? That's your federal government at work. And frankly, that's why you don't want big government. You want smaller government. Another controversial issue, and I want people to remember, 734-822-1600. That's the call-in line. This is a talk show. Love to have your thoughts. The Howell Hockey firing. I don't know if a lot of people read this last week in the Livingston Daily Argus. A hockey coach and his two sub-coaches, I guess we'd call them, was fired for a student hazing incident. Now, I think we've all, at least if you're my age, you've probably had this joining the varsity club, you got to do stupid things. Well, I guess the hockey coach took his hockey team up to Marquette, Michigan, and at least two of the newer members of the hockey team had to strut around the bar in ladies' undergarments. I don't know how appropriate that is on any level with a student doing that. I mean, if it's a hockey team doing something like that, professional hockey, I guess I could see that. But in today's age, I don't know where the brain thinking or where the gray matter was on that one, because it really makes absolutely no sense that a coach, who's basically a teacher, let's face it, when you're working with kids, you're a teacher, whether you're a scoutmaster, whether you're a coach, whether you're a teacher, pretty irresponsible, and maybe he's a good guy, but it's just somehow letting your guard down and doing something as insane as allowing a high school student to prance around in a bar in anything less than full clothing. And what they were doing in a bar is beyond me anyways, if you're only 17 or 18 years of age. But Howell has a great hockey system. The high school hired an interim coach, and they actually played. I wish I had the score, Derek. You don't probably have that score. They played at Walled Lake Western yesterday, and the new coach is Darren Schmitz, who was a former Howell High School hockey player and a good one. Randy Montrose and his staff were the guy that was fired, and I'd love to get some people to call in on this, because to me it's just a no-brainer. I understand why he was fired, no matter how good he was. I know he started the system, but it's just amazing that anyone could take their focus off of work and allow something like that to happen. So if you want to call in, 734-822-1600. And if you'd rather email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, you can email me and I can take your comments. I'd love to have some comments on that one. Let's go back to Michigan Capital Confidential is a newspaper that I read regularly. I link it on my Daily Drift website. And if you haven't been to the Daily Drift, go to currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T online.com, and click on the Daily Drift, and you'll get the stuff that I choose every day to put on there. It's a news amalgamation, and you'll be able to see the stories that I put on there. And quite often I use Michigan Capital Confidential, which is an arm of Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And there's a story in there about what they call bureaucratic backslapping. Now, you've all seen the big checks that sometimes get awarded to people. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. And hopefully we'll have a call in this next segment from Mackinac Center itself. We'll see you in a minute.
Wham! Talk 1600 can give a voice to your business, build a powerful brand, and increase awareness by sharing your message on Wham! Talk 1600. Our experienced production department will create a quality radio announcement at a price that can't be beat. You can even be featured on our website, whamradio.com. And in print media with Wham! On Main Street in the current newspaper, serving Washtenaw and Livingston counties. Unlock the possibilities and increase awareness of your business starting today. Call Wham! Talk 1600 at 734-971-1600 and get started now. The businesses that succeed in today's challenging economy are those that establish a strong presence in the marketplace. Call an advertising specialist now. Call 734-971-1600 now. Wham! Talk 1600.
We're Mark, Richard, and Jerry from the band OAR on a mission for America's paralyzed veterans.
We want the best for our families, but what if your brother were paralyzed in the Iraq War and couldn't get the care benefits he needed? Or your daughter was disabled serving her country, keeping her from securing a job?
These veterans need our help. We've joined Paralyzed Veterans of America's Mission Able to help wounded veterans get what they need, care, benefits, and jobs.
So join the mission at mission-able.com, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham! Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in ROR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham! Talk 1600. Yeah!
Hey, parents, pick up your kids without embarrassing them with OMGPS, a navigation system that tells you how far away you need to park when you pick them up.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Clark Cast with Matt Clark.
I'm currently on the air right now with Professor Burton Folsom, Jr. of Hillsdale College.
He wasn't getting the country out of the Great Depression.
Let me guess, he blamed George Bush, right? What is the credit downgrade that didn't happen?
We could have had a credit downgrade after World War I. The United States had a 20-fold increase in our national debt. They cut federal spending. They cut tax rates.
The Clark Cast, every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. We were just getting into some articles from Michigan Capital Confidential, a great read online. You can get it all the time. I've got links at currentonline.com on The Daily Drift. Great stuff. It's the kind of stuff that you need to be reading about, and one of the reasons I use it so much is to help them get their information out, because they're really doing it to help you. But there was a story by Michael Lefebvre, and it was just pointing out that the Michigan Department of Resources last year gave more than $550,000 out to local governments and for public recreation projects and programs.
And this is all funded through $10 state park passes that you purchase when you get a driver's license or renew your vehicle. And that's a good thing. But they also spend $1,000 on those trophy checks, they call them. That's those great big cardboard checks like you see when the lottery winners get them. And instead of just mailing a check to these townships, I mean, it's nice, I guess, that they get it. But to spend the extra money on a lavish photo opportunity to self-promote the agency, and it's not just the DNR. I'm sure they all do it. All the different agencies are doing it. But it's $1,000. That's something people need to look at. I mean, at what point do you say the government needs to stop self-promoting their own agencies and wasting our tax dollars on things like that? Great story. Something you should read on, keep track of. I want to get into something I wanted to cover last week, which was the jobless rate. Big stories in the liberal media about how the jobless rate is going down and unemployment numbers are going down. And we had tried to get a track on from last week. Do we have it this week, Derek? All right, I want you to hear this. This is from the Ed Schultz Show. This is Robert Reich, whose claim to fame is being the shortest man to ever work in a presidential administration. But let's play that real quick, Derek.
Look, the critical point from today's job numbers is that the trend is in the right direction. In political terms, you're absolutely right. This is giving Republicans a big headache because what are they going to say? I mean, they can't say that he's a job killer because you have all of these new jobs being created. We're not out of the woods, but as long as the trend continues in this direction, the president's chances of being reelected are much, much better.
Much, much better. Does anyone know why the jobless rate for December's figures went down? Can anyone guess? Can we say Christmas comes the same time every year? We had the same story in the newspapers last year. They blew it all up and said, oh, the recession is over. The jobs numbers for December are great. Hello, we hire at Christmas time. It's called holiday hiring. And so I was saying that last week. This week, Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago President Charles Evans said the drop in unemployment rate to 8.5% may be partially reversed in the coming months. If that's not a duh moment, I don't know what is. Every year, more people get hired at Christmas time, and then they get laid off again. Especially in an economy where a lot of people are laid off, they hire a lot of cheaply paid people to work the holiday shifts. Now, the Fed is looking at the January 24th and 25th meeting to see if they're going to take more steps for monetary easing, which means basically they're going to print more money to make those of us that have what little money left, it'll be worth less. Again, it's an inflationary thing, and that's what happened when we went off the gold standard. But that's another story unto itself. Last week, the Labor Department said unemployment dropped to 8.5, which was down from 8.7 in November and 8.9 in October and 9.4 last December. So I'm going to make my prediction. I'll put $5 on it that we're back above 9% with this next reporting for January. If someone wants to take me up on that bet, you can call me at 734-822-1600. Any of the stories we've discussed today, I'd be happy to have you call in. Keep your eye on that. That's the story we're going to see come back. You'll see that I think I'm going to be right on this. I don't see Obama getting reelected on being a job creator by any stretch of the imagination. Also this week in the Michigan CapCon, we had a fake Tea Party scam. Do you guys remember that from last election, the 2010? There was some Democrats, we found out they were Democrats, that put together a Tea Party, and they put them on the ballot to try and confuse voters to vote independently for a Tea Party as opposed to voting Republican. And Jason Bauer was a former Oakland County Democratic Party official, was sentenced to 1 year of probation and $2,600 in fines for his involvement in the 2010 fake Tea Party scheme. Bauer is the second person involved in the plot to be sentenced. Former Oakland County Democratic Party Chair Mike McGinnis also pleaded no contest in October to charges of perjury and forgery. And, I don't know that they've learned their lesson. It wouldn't surprise me to see it happen again this election year. So make sure you're on your guard about what third party you're voting for, because it could be a big scam by the Democrats. We will see you on the other side.
On the go, and you need to know. You turn to Wham Talk 1600. State and local news every half hour during Bill Bennett's Morning in America, with midday updates every hour from 9 to 3. From 3 to 6:30, we kick it up again with state and local news every half hour. 4 to 6, we're on the edge with Theron. Detroit to Grand Rapids, Houghton to Toledo. It's here on Wham Talk 1600, with our main focus on the news that affects you in Southeast Michigan. Here on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jared Halpern. Passengers describe it like a scene out of Titanic. Chaos and panic after an Italian cruise ship hit a reef and capsized.
People are screaming for their family members' names.
The Costa Concordia's commander has been detained, accused of manslaughter and abandoning the ship.
There's no direction.
Italian officials now say just 17 people of the more than 4,200 on the ship are still unaccounted for. Three people confirmed dead. Less than a week before the first in the South presidential primary in South Carolina.
I believe that it's fair to ask the records be clear and the people reveal what happened.
Newt Gingrich in a candidate forum hosted by Fox News's Fox News host Mike Huckabee defending attacks on Mitt Romney's business record, Romney leading in most South Carolina polls. In the NFL, divisional playoffs continue today. First up, Baltimore hosting Houston. The Green Bay Packers take on the New York Giants. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
There's going to be a sauerkraut supper at Bethlehem United Church of Christ, located at 423 South 4th Avenue in Ann Arbor. It'll be January 20th at 6 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults, $4 for children 10 and under. Call 734-665-6149 for tickets. A few tickets will be sold at the door. Learn firsthand about another culture without leaving the United States, and establish a friendship that will last a lifetime. Pacific Interculture Exchange has international students from more than 40 countries arriving into the area for homestay programs. This nonprofit organization is looking for a few more caring host families to share the American way of life. For more information about the program, please call 800-828-9001 or visit them on the web at www.pieusa.org. The 10th Annual Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads event will be held Thursday, January 19th in the Towsley Auditorium of the Morris Lawrence Building at Washtenaw Community College. The event focuses on the 2012 Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads book selection, Born on a Blue Day, Inside the Mind of an Autistic Savant by Daniel Tammet, and will feature nationally known autism consultant Dr. Julie Donnelly and via Skype Dr. Daryl Treffert, one of the world's leading experts on autistic savant syndrome. The public program will occur from 7 to 9 p.m. Doors will open at 6 p.m. to offer the opportunity to connect with community agencies and representatives who will be staffing information tables in the lobby. For more information, call the Ann Arbor District Library at 734-327-4555.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
You are here for a reason. You are standing with some tool that, quite honestly, the Lord wants you to have. You were sent here for a reason. Now, what is that tool? What is it you are supposed to build? What is it you're supposed to do? What is it you're supposed to learn? The time for us to drift through life is over.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Don't miss the Glenn Beck Program, 9 to noon, here on Wham!
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for hanging with me this Sunday morning and catching my drift. We were talking about Michigan CapCon and the Mackinac Center, and lo and behold, we have a call on the line. It's Jarrett Scorup from the Mackinac Center. Jarrett, are you there?
Yes, how you doing?
thanks for getting up this early in the morning and calling us and helping us understand some of the stuff that you guys do on your website. Tell me a little bit about, you know, frankly, how did you get involved with Mackinac Center?
Yeah, so I work for the Mackinac Center, but specifically for Michigan Capital Confidential. This is just a new site of the Mackinac Center that we started up about 2 years ago, and we went out and hired some reporters because, you know, just with the cuts in the news media the last couple of years here, there were some really good reporters out there that we were able to get, and we've been covering stories for a couple of years from a news angle, and it's been really great for us.
Yeah, now, didn't we lose the AP out in Lansing or something?
Yeah, and that's one of the big deals, as there's less and less coverage of the Capitol. There's just been less coverage and less, a lot harder for people to find out a lot of this information. So that was a big push behind it after losing the AP Bureau and a lot of other state newspapers that aren't covering the legislature as much as they used to.
Yeah, and I don't know that the AP out of Lansing was that big of a loss because it was so biased. Yeah. Anyways, you guys have really filled the gap, and it's something I every day go to the Michigan CapCon, and I encourage all my readers to do so, and that's one of the reasons we put a full page of your Capital Confidential in our paper every month. I had somebody call me once and say, well, why are they advertising with you? I said, they're not advertising with me. That's good content that you need to be reading to stay informed, especially in an election year. So good to have you guys. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Real quick, we just hit on that fake Tea Party, and I know you're really familiar with that. Tell me a little bit more about the process of how this was found out that it was a Democratic scam.
Yeah, that was a couple summers ago in 2010, before the 2010 elections that were coming up. And there had been some rumors around the state that somebody was setting up this Tea Party political party. And so anyone that we talked to among Tea Party groups and small government groups had no idea what this was about, because they were really focused on changing the Republican Party rather than doing this kind of third-party spinoff. So at the time, the guy whose names were on the forms, no one could get a hold of. It seemed to be a ex-union guy that lived in Detroit. So anyways, the day that they had to release the names of the people that were on the ballot, we got approached. We looked into it right away, and then we also got approached by a blogger named Jason Gilman, who writes at Right Michigan. And he noticed that kind of at the same time that on all the affidavits that these candidates had to sign, the same person was signing them for a lot of them, a guy named Jason Bauer, who you discussed. He's a former Oakland County Democratic Party official. And so that looked pretty suspicious, because these candidates were in Senate and House districts all over the state. And the thing we noticed was they were only really in competitive districts, so ones that you thought were going to be hard-fought, in which, you know, 3, 4, or 5 percentage points could really make the difference. So anyways, Jason came to us and we broke the story, and ended up, there was a big problem with it, and it got thrown off the ballot, and Mr. Bauer's going to have to go on probation and pay some money.
Yeah, it just seems a little light to me that, you know, here's a state election, and just a little slap on the wrist, 1 year of probation and $2,600 in fines, which are probably paid for by the Democratic Party, or I'm sure he got reimbursed. I mean, it strikes me that it's not enough of a punishment to keep somebody from trying to do this again. Do you think that will happen again this election year?
Man, yeah, I don't know. A lot of these things popped up all over the country. There was specifically some in South Jersey and in New York, I remember, and I think there was a little bit harsher, some of the punishments, but I haven't. Yeah, I don't know what the precedent is for that or anything. I know it was Oakland was really trying to make sure that people knew it was a bipartisan prosecution. They had a Democratic attorney that was prosecuting them and everything. But, yeah, in terms of how harsh the punishment is, I'm not sure. I sure hope it doesn't happen again. I hope it's enough of a lesson in that at least people are aware that this could happen. Able to be aware of that.
As long as you guys are on the job, I'm sure we'll catch it. I wish I had the resources you guys do, but there's no sense in duplicating, so I'm glad that you guys allow me to help promote you and get your stuff out there. Another story you had this week was an analysis done by James Homan, who says the state is a little behind on school employee pension reform. How familiar are you with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar. We've done a few stories on this. Some people might not realize, but in 96, Michigan, under John Governor Engler, switched all the state government employees to a 401k defined contribution plan. And we were one of the earlier states to do that. And in that time, because normally public employees are on a defined benefit plan, which is you have this unending, you know, it's promised benefits until a public employee passes away. We were one of the early states to switch to a 401, you know, match plan. And we estimate, Ms. Holman estimates that that's saved about $4 billion since then. And now, of course, after the recession, states all over the country are aware that, especially for teachers, you have all these promised benefits, and there's just no way to pay them because people are living longer than ever, and people can retire early in a lot of ways. And so, you know, it's just going to be really difficult to pay that amount of money for that amount of time in going forward.
Right. So it's incumbent upon us as voters to make sure we call our state reps and state senators and let them know, hey, let's do the same with teacher pensions that you did with state pensions, correct?
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people, a lot of listeners probably remember, like, some big corporations did have defined contribution plans, defined benefit plans for their workers for a really long time, but that doesn't really, that doesn't happen so much anymore because, you know, it's just so hard to know how long people are going to live. And at the very least, that we tell the legislature, you should be putting aside this money as you go, because if you're just counting on future taxpayers to pay for it, but you have no way of knowing, you know, it's just pushing the decision off.
Yep, kicking the can down the road and putting it on our children, for that matter, who will be getting, in my case, my son will be in work in 10 years, and he'll have a huge debt to pay, and it's
very, very similar to Social Security,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah, terrible. So Mark Wimmett is our state rep, and I think Mark has called in here once, maybe, or and I want to encourage him to get on this. And you guys also had a, which I find very, very impressive, was a SEIU tracker on your website. And you can actually see the amount of money being sucked up out of people's paychecks for SEIU. And can you bring us up to speed on where we're at with having SEIU done?
Yeah, sure. We started a – this is based on a series of articles done by a reporter, Jack Spencer. We had found out a couple months ago, that for home health care providers, that is people who look after people with special disabilities, they were automatically in the SEIU, as in the SEIU is taking a couple hundred dollars a year out of everyone's paycheck. Now, the problem is a lot of these people, most of them, they never voted for this. They never knew anything about it. So we got approached by a husband and wife. Robert Hayes is the guy's name. He's a retired Detroit police officer. And him and his wife look after, they have two kids with cerebral palsy that they look after. And he found out that the SEIU is taking money out of his paycheck every year. So that's added up to a couple thousand dollars. And, you know, he doesn't want to be in a union. There's no, he doesn't have any employees, he doesn't have an employer, and he's not getting any benefits from it. So anyways, we've been tracking that. That's been going on for 4 years, and that's been over $28 million the SEIU has taken since 2007. So we've got a skim tracker on our website that's just adding as these dues go, because, you know, we're the legislature could end this practice anytime that they want to. So the Senate's had the bill at the end of the year, and been kind of wallowing in committee for a while now. So we're tracking this just to let people know that in the meantime, here's where the money's going.
Right. So there's over $3 million since it arrived in the Senate is still being taken out of people's paychecks.
Yep.
And,
yeah,
you know, and I don't understand. We have a majority in the Senate, a majority in the House, and a Republican governor. I'm just astounded that our Republicans seem to get a little gutless on some issues. You think they're afraid of the union votes? Is that what that's holding these things up?
Well, for a really long time, I think that it's one of those things where maybe some of them were aware of it, and but they don't want to go way out of their way necessarily to defund it, because if none of your constituents know about it, they're not going to not vote for you. And if the union does know about it, you know, they can. That's a lot of money in politics. But I think some of them genuinely didn't know about it. But we started heavily covering this in November, and it got national attention. So right now, they all, every senator in knows about it, and so there really shouldn't be much of an excuse not to get this taken care of. And if they don't get it taken care of, then I think you should really pay attention to where your senator's priorities lie.
Right, right. So we'll get people. Now I'll remind our listeners and my readers that GaryWellings.com, I put a whole list of contact emails and phone numbers for all our state and federal reps and senators. And you can go to GaryWellings.com and get those numbers and contact them. It's something you should do. I have programmed the phone numbers for my state reps and congressmen into my phone. And no, you probably won't catch them, but you'll be able to leave a message and it counts. And Tim Walberg does listen. He's a good congressman. Doggone it, he does return your calls, and so does Mark Wimmett, our state rep. And you really need to work on it. So I'll remind people to get out and do that. Another thing that I'd like our legislature to work on this year will be right to work. What's your feelings on right to work, Jared? Are we moving along fast enough?
Yeah, we've been covering Indiana, which is in the process of passing a right-to-work bill. So we actually sent a couple reporters down there just to kind of track what was going on, because they don't have a real type of media outlet that we do. So we've been covering that, because that would definitely affect Michigan if Indiana, which already, you know, had lower taxes and a lot less regulations, were to pass right-to-work. Especially Western Michigan, that would affect a lot of those companies in deciding where they wanted to move. So we've been covering it a little bit here in Michigan, and right now a majority of the senators have already voted for right-to-work bills in the past, and certainly the House, the majority of those Republicans have as well. Senator Richardville is the Senate Majority Leader, and he said that he's not so sure that they have the votes for it, but we've documented that the majority of senators have already voted for this type of bill. Yeah, we'll see if there's an appetite for it in the legislature. We've been covering it and showing the positive effects of not being able to force people to join unions, and we'll continue to do that.
Right, I think that's a right every worker should have, and let's hope Randy Richardville gets on ball with this and moves things along. That's something I think that needs to be done this year prior to election. And maybe that's what's keeping some people scared. I don't know. But let's hope. Well, it was great having you on, Jared. I hope we have you back again. Anything we can do to help you guys, and if you run across something you need to let people know about, by all means, give us a holler. We'd love to hear from you again.
Great. Appreciate it, Gary.
Thank you, Jared. Okay, so that was Jarrett Skorup, Research Associate for the Online Engagement and Public Policy at Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and he's the Content Manager at Michigan Capital Confidential. So on the other side of the break, we'll get into some other things. We're running a little slow, but we'll get to them. So see you in a minute.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on WHAM Talk 1600.
Your advertising dollar needs to go a long way, and it does with Wham Talk 1600. You can't find a more affordable economic bang for your buck. The Yellow Pages? That's covered with dust lost in a closet someplace. Cable television? Nobody watches cable TV during the day. They may watch 3 hours at night at best. Music radio? Music radio is background noise. Same tired tunes over and over again. Nobody's listening. That's not the case with Wham Talk 1600. You can't turn off Wham Talk 1600 radio. It's fresh and interesting day or night. People are listening. Around the clock, people listen. You're listening right now. So are your potential customers, and we cover all of southeastern Michigan with talk radio and information people pay attention to. This is talk and information radio people are talking about. Your business needs to be heard on Michigan's most exciting talk radio station. Your business needs to be advertising on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-971-1600 today. That's 734-971-1600 for our super affordable rates and super advertising results. Start advertising today on Wham Talk 1600.
This is David Morrison, Executive Vice President at PNC Business Banking, here to help you achieve more with today's small business tip. If you're like many small business owners, you likely find yourself pressed for time and constantly on the go, making it a challenge to stay in touch with your cash position. One simple solution is to leverage mobile banking technology to enable you to manage your cash flow from almost anywhere. See how our cash flow options have helped other businesses at pnc.com/CFO. PNC, for the achiever in us all. PNC Bank, member FDIC.
Bayron here reminding you to join me for the coolest music to be had in America today. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Hey, my neighbor's dog told me to do this show, and I'd advise you to dial in. We play a lot of cool music that you just can't get anyplace else. Check out the weak singing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Bayron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
Cold weather is here. Is your furnace in good health? Kelly Brothers services all makes and models and installs the best high-efficiency furnaces available. And they'll make sure your furnace is ready to keep you warm and worry-free this winter. Call Kelly Brothers today at 734-462-6266. That's 734-462-6266. You can also find Kelly Brothers on Facebook or visit them on the web at kellybrotherslc.com. The UPS Store in the Coventry Commons Shopping Center in Canton is your one-stop shop for all your packing and moving needs. Owner Gail Berry and her team are certified packing experts. Packing materials and boxes are available for the do-it-yourselfers. Freight shipping services are available along with custom crating for fragile items. 43311 Joy Road at Morton Taylor in Canton. Mention Wham for 10% off shipping.
This is Tayrone saying visit my Tea Party Patriot pal Gail at the UPS Store.
On today's episode of America's Least Wanted, the home invaders most likely to threaten your family are not human. Cockroaches can spread salmonella and trigger asthma attacks. Termites destroy billions of dollars in property each year. And stinging insects send 500,000 people to emergency rooms. Learn how to protect your family. Arm yourself with the facts at pestworld.org.
A public service announcement from the National Pest Management Association.
Are you worried about the economy? More importantly, are you wondering what to do with your investments? Listen to Heroes Talk Radio, presented by the Myers Financial Group, every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. on Wham Talk 1600. Learn how to invest and protect your assets with a straightforward approach. That's Heroes Talk Radio, heard Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. right here on Wham Talk 1600, Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks for hanging with me again, 734-822-1600. If you want to get your comment in, give me a holler. I'd love to have your thoughts on any of the stories we've discussed today. I want to get to the issue of the Marines and the Taliban incident this week, but I have one last issue about SEIU. This week, the Muskegon healthcare workers decided to opt out of being in the South Service Employees International Union, which doesn't happen very often, but by a 65-9 margin, They voted at Mercy Health Partners Hackley Campus in Muskegon to leave the union. So I think that's a good move, and I think it kind of clearly states that not all unions are good. Some are. I hate to paint all of them as bad in a broad stroke like that, but I think especially SEIU happens to be one of those unions that does more for itself than it does for the workers. But this week, the big headlines from the liberal media was that four Marines were caught urinating on Taliban bodies, and you know, probably not something that should be done, of course, but you got to put it in perspective. And I think the media paints these guys as terrible men. What happens to our soldiers and contractors when they get taken by the Taliban? They're treated a lot worse than anything we can do as far as urinating on a body. How about beheading the bodies? How about burning the bodies? How about hanging them from a bridge? Do people forget what they do to us? I would rely, in this instance, on their punishment being done in the manner that military law applies. And we have a track from Congressman and Colonel Alan West on this. Derek, do we have that track from him?
The punishment should be severe.
Having been a former commander, this is what you do. You give them the maximal punishment, Article 15, field grade, that you can allow. You also give them a general letter of reprimand. Then the last thing is, I think that you have them dress up in their dress blue uniform. You make them stand in front of their battalion. You have them apologize to God, country, and the United States Marine Corps. You make sure that's videotaped. And then without a teleprompter, you tell them that they must sing the entire United States Marine Corps hymn. And then I think that the matter is over.
And while
okay, so now that's from a professional, you know, a Marine Corps commander, and if you haven't seen this man, you need to. I wish, with our field of Republican presidential contenders this year, I hope this guy gets the nod for a VP spot, because I think he'd be awesome, and or if not, at least have him run the next time around. Nobody has explained or seems to understand what it is about Islam and why this fighting has begun. And I have a track here also from Colonel West explaining. And this was another Marine asking, why do we find ourselves in this situation, that we are fighting Islamists? And are they just extremists? And have they warped Islam in some fashion to become extremists? And his answer is quite right on the mark, I think. Let's run this next track, Derek.
The first thing you got to do is you got to study and understand who you're up against. And you must realize that this is not a religion that you're fighting against. You're fighting against a theopolitical belief system and construct. You're fighting against something that's been doing this thing since 622 AD, 7th century, 1388 years. You want to dig up Charles Martel and ask him why he was fighting the Muslim army at the Battle of Tours in 732. You want to ask the Venetian fleet at Lepanto why they were fighting a Muslim fleet in 1571. You want to ask the Christian, the Germanic and Austrian knights, why they were fighting at the gates of Vienna in 1683. You want to ask people what happened in Constantinople and why today is called Istanbul, because they lost that fight in 1453. You need to get into the Quran. You need to understand their precepts. You need to read the surah. You need to read the hadith. And then you can really understand this is not a perversion. They are doing exactly what this book says.
Okay. So in his words, and this is a man who's educated himself. He's a soldier. He's a Marine. And did the homework, which all of us need to know. I've read the Quran. I've actually read through the Quran start to finish, and I haven't even finished the New Testament. So I'm trying to do my homework. I haven't read the auxiliary books that go along with the Muslim religion. But as he said, is it really a perversion? It's not. When you do read through, there are things in there that tell you this is not the religion as we see it with Christianity or with Judaism. This is a set of precepts that tell you how to live, how to treat others, how to treat your enemies. And enemies are classified under Islam as those who are not Islamic, the infidels. That's what we are, and that's what we're considered. people say there are good moderate Muslims, and I'm sure there is. I'm not one of those people who likes to paint in broad strokes, but I'd love to have some moderate Muslims come in and actually do a show and explain some of the things in the Quran and why is it that they don't stand up against. There's very, very few, and we'll discuss that in another show, but it's something that we all need to understand. So before you judge these four Marines as being barbarians, you got to look at the barbarians that they're fighting against. This is something that we all need to contemplate, and don't rush to judgment on these four Marines. They are out here working for us. They are protecting us and doing a job that most of us wouldn't want to do. So don't judge them until you educate yourself as to what went on in their situation. So we will see you next week. That's another one in the can. And go to Current Online, COURANT online.com, and you can click on the Daily Drift, and we'll talk to you next week.